So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey folks, glad to have you back. Tommy Freedom here. Now, last week I pretty much ran out of time. I just was cutting it so close that I almost ran over. Now, I was talking to you about this Green New Deal that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has supposedly drafted. She certainly backs it, even if she hasn't drafted it. And just the lunacy of this thing. Now, what I read you was the basic overview. It was not the complete in-depth bill, which is rather lengthy. And some of the stuff that I didn't cover because it wasn't mentioned in there were things like banning airplanes altogether, stopping air traffic. Do you realize how many people a day fly? How many million people, I should add, a day fly? And she thinks she can replace all of those passengers with high-speed rail? Give me a break. California can't even complete its own high-speed rail line, let alone putting these things all over the country. Give me a break, lady. And I'm looking forward to taking that train to London, too. We'll see how that works. What does she expect people to do? Go back to sailing ships to get to Europe? This woman is just completely, as I said, clueless. She just does not have a clue whatsoever. Oh, and while I'm on the topic of her, thanks to Walt, who dropped me an email adding one more drink that a customer ordered. He came in and asked for a white Russian, and she informed him that that was racist. Very cute, Walt. Thank you. I appreciate that. Always happy to share little quips like that with the listening audience. So I'm going to start here today by continuing kind of where I left off, because I told you that this was all based on Agenda 21 and the Georgia Guidestones. Now, I'm not going to delve too deeply into the Georgia Guidestones because I have gone over them before in depth, okay? But what I am going to do is to quote you the first and last precepts of the New World Order that are carved into the monstrosity known as the Georgia Guidestones. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. And as I've said, with 6 billion people on the planet, probably more now, that means you'd have to eliminate 11 out of 12 people. Now, if you listen to the language of that bill that I read to you, you will very clearly see that in there. With population control, maintaining population in numbers that are easily handled. And this is going to get into Agenda 21. I'm going to cover that, I promise. The very last one is, be not a cancer on the earth, leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. Now, they were so concerned with leaving room for nature that they repeat it. And there is a reason for that. Agenda 21 is broken down into two categories. Sustainable development, which is known locally in a lot of cities as smart growth, which is anything but smart. The other half is the Wildlands Project, which essentially takes 90% of the United States and designates it as wilderness reserves and corridors, off limits to all human habitation. And then also in there is some limited agricultural use. But the wilderness reserves and corridors, people will be forbidden from entering at all. So much for enjoying the planet, huh? Now, of the remaining 10%, 50% of that, or half, would be designated military reservations and Indian reservations, with the remaining 50% of that, which is a total of 5% out of all of the habitable land in the United States, for living. There is no way that you can fit 327 million people into 5% of the United States landmass. So that means right off the bat, Hawaii and Alaska will be designated wilderness reserves. There will be nothing there, maybe a military base or two. But other than that, they will be completely empty. And the rest of the United States the same way. Everything would be grouped in these huge urban centers where people will be packed in like sardines. But again, you cannot fit 327 million people into that small of an area. So here again, you have the population numbers reduced to under 500 million globally. Folks, that's globally. Half a billion people globally. So now you understand the very first precept, maintaining low numbers, and then also leave room for nature, leave room for nature. Yeah, because 95% of our country, and I guess eventually the planet as well, would be off limits. So plenty of room for nature. Now, how am I aware of this? Back in 2005, I was actually supposed to embrace this crap when I was running for city council in a very large city. And instead, I put it all up on my campaign website and was, needless to say, turned on by my own party, which led to some things being released that I had posted on the internet, but that's a different story. Anyway, the point is, I was given Agenda 21, a guide for public officials to read, and it contains all of this stuff, and I believe you can find it online. I think I was poking through one night and did find it online. So just look this up for yourself, folks. Agenda 21, a guide for public officials. I'm almost positive you'll find it, and you will be just as stunned as I was when I first sat down and started reading this crap, because then the Georgia Guidestones made sense. And the whole thing is very, very chilling. This is what the progressives, the Green Party, has in mind for us and the entire planet. They want us removed from the equation so that only they will remain. That is some very, very scary stuff, folks. And the fact that this broad is openly calling for this just goes to show you how incredibly insane they are. This is what they want for us. This is what they want for the world. It's beyond a new world order and a one world government. That's part of it. But the majority is like you used to see in movies like Logan's Run. You reach a certain age and you're killed. You're terminated. This would be a planet for people probably to the age of 35, possibly 40, before they would be killed off, and population control through tying of tubes and vasectomies and things like that would probably be mandatory in a lot of people, or just only have one child like they do in China, which maintains the population, well, actually two children maintains the population, one child limit starts to reduce it. Now, if they really wanted population control that was not insidious, that would be the way to do it. Limit each couple to one child. And that would, over a period of about 50 years, begin to reduce the population significantly. But that's not what they have in mind for us. There are many, many chilling avenues that they have planned. And that kind of includes the 50,000 guillotines that the U.S. government has ordered and has stockpiled. It's amazing, folks. It is really, really frightening. I guess that's the only word I can think of. It is frightening what these people have in store for us. And make no mistake, this is what they've been planning all along. It's just that this bimbo was too stupid to keep it to herself, and in an effort to make a name for herself early on, she spilled the beans and tipped her hand. Now, I was set up at the gun show last weekend, and as always, you know, you'll get a couple interesting people that will stop by your table, and you engage them in conversation. And there was one guy, he was from the Dominican Republic, and he was absolutely convinced that she is actually a stooge or a lackey that's doing this for our behalf. Personally, I disagree with that. I don't think she's that good. I don't. She's not that good. This woman is genuinely thinking these kinds of crazy things. But while I'm on the topic of the Dominican Republic, if you've been listening to the show long enough, you do know that I have a friend named Roberto, who is originally from the Dominican Republic. He immigrated here in the late 60s, I think, and became a U.S. citizen in the early 70s. And when we first started talking, you know, we had these fascinating conversations. I mean, he went through a civil war in his country, and he has told me that what he sees happening here and now in America is what he saw as a young boy in the Dominican Republic. And he is very, very fearful that it will occur here as well. Incidentally, he's also the only Hispanic listener who does tune into the show. He is very well aware of the fact that I have this show on this network. Does not bother him one bit because he knows that for the most part, I am not doing a racially based show. It is political. It is informative. It can be funny at times, but it's always going to be entertaining. And he is very much aware of that. So he doesn't get offended if I do occasionally slip up and use the word speck. It's fine with him. But the interesting thing about the Dominican Republic and Haiti are one island. One half is the DR, the other half is Haiti. Now, the interesting thing is that one country is devoutly Catholic. In fact, the Dominican flag, as far as I know, is the only flag in the world to have a picture of the Bible on it. And actually, my friend Roberto's grandmother made the very first Dominican flag, and it is here in the state of North Carolina under his control. She left it to him, and he is to leave it to his son. There are a lot of people in the DR that are very upset that it came across the ocean to America. They feel it belongs in the Dominican Republic, and I do agree. However, it was her flag. She made it. It was her choice to leave it to him. But anyway, it's such a strongly Catholic-based country that they have an image of the Bible on the flag, which is my whole point here. One half of the island is Catholic. The other half is voodoo. They worship voodoo. They practice voodoo. They worship these demons and snake gods and all kinds of nonsense like that. One half of the island is frequently ravaged by hurricanes, earthquakes, and volcanic eruptions. The economy is in a shambles. The other half of the island is very peaceful. It's very agriculturally based to a large extent. And it's a beautiful part of the island to live on. So you tell me, are the voodoo-worshipping Negroes on one side being punished for what they're doing, whereas the God-fearing Catholics on the other are being rewarded? I don't know. It's a bit of a stretch, but it was pointed out to me many, many years ago, and I've heard other people mention this on the radio from time to time. Not the only one that's picked up on this, but it is interesting nonetheless. Now, one last thing I want to cover before I have to go to a break here in a couple of minutes. I mentioned I was at the gun show this past week, and I was set up there. And I do get to talk to people from time to time and have really interesting conversations. I also have complete morons come by my table from time to time. And if you listen to the show, you probably remember last year when that idiot tried to buy a $3,500 gun from me with a $50 bill because I told him I'd drop it down from $34.95 to $33.95. And he's standing there holding a $50 bill expecting to get a 50 BMG sniper rifle for $34. Didn't have any of those this weekend, thank God. But I did have an encounter with some kids that kind of disturbed me. There was a young guy, probably his late 20s, early 30s, had either two or three kids, and I had two ammo cans that were open that were full of steel core ammo. I had some of the old Chinese 7.62 by 39 millimeter on stripper clips, and then I had some steel core 308 in another can with a very large magnet on one side with all this ammo stuck to it to show that it was actually steel core. And these kids start reaching, they start playing with my ammo, and I was busy talking to someone, so I wasn't really paying attention. All of a sudden I look over, and one of them's got one of my stripper clips. He's pulling the ammo out of it, and his father is standing there watching him and not saying a word. And that just really got me. If my kid was getting into somebody's stuff like that, because I've had kids come by and pick up books and like open them all the way and like bend them backwards. And it's like, you know, what is wrong with you people? You know, contain your children. I mean, that reminds me of a story. When I was a kid in 1977, we went to Washington, D.C., and we went to Arlington National Cemetery to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And we were there during the changing of the guard, which is a very, very sacred ceremony. And this kid kept running up and down. And the sergeant-at-arms, without missing a beat, said, "Mother, contain your child." Kid ran by again. He said, "Mother, contain your child." The kid ran by a third time. He motioned with his hand, and uniformed Secret Service agents came up and took both the kid and the mother away. And this is what you run into from time to time. People just do not control their children. So now these kids have all this ammo in their hands. First of all, they shouldn't have been touching ammo anyway. Second of all, he's pulling the ammo out of the stripper clip, then he's trying to put it back in. And I finally reached out and I took it out of his hand, and I said, "If you need assistance, ask for help. But in the meantime, please do not handle my ammunition." And they all walked away. But the father never said a word to the kids for what they were doing. Now, if you go to a town like Salt Lake City or Mesa, Arizona, where you have a large Mormon population, you can tell who the Mormon families are. You'll be at a supermarket or something. I mean, first of all, they're large families like you would find with Catholics, but they're very well behaved. They don't touch anything. They don't speak out of turn. They're very, very well behaved children. Well, maybe that's something we'd learn a thing or two from the Mormons, and how to properly contain our children. Not saying that if you're listening to this show that you don't raise your children well. I'm just saying that in general, if we paid more attention to chastising our children when they need chastising and not being afraid of somebody throwing out some kind of an accusation, we'd be a whole hell of a lot better. Gotta take a break. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
From electric outages to the zombie apocalypse, get your survival tips from Prepper Bob. He's the world's biggest Boy Scout, and he's only right here. Only on the Prepper Bob Show, and only on KKKRadio.com. That's the Prepper Bob Show. Check your local listings at KKKRadio.com. And remember to always be prepared.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud. Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom, it may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Back. Now, I'm not going to talk about Trump signing the bill, getting limited funding for the wall, and then declaring a national emergency and getting more. We've all heard about this ad nauseum, so I'm not going to cover that. What I am going to cover is a story that you probably have not heard about, but is just as chilling as what I reported on before the break, and that is that the editor of the college newspaper for Yale University has openly declared that white males need to be watched, scrutinized, followed, and made notes of, just like a watcher would have done to one of the immortals in Highlander, the series. This stuff is really scary, folks. Let me go ahead, George. Okay, let me pull this up here. So this article starts out, at the Yale Daily News, East Germany had nothing on the paper's opinion editor, Isis Davis Marks. Now just listen to that name, Isis. That's somebody I'm not going to trust anyway. I believe she's black. The Nazi SS had nothing. The Castroite Cuban Turbas had nothing. Mao's Cultural Revolution had nothing. Here is what Davis Marks has in mind for Yale college kids. Now this is what she wrote. Everyone knows a white boy with shiny brown hair and a saccharine smile that conceals his great ambitions. He could be in Grand Strategy or the Yale Political Union. Maybe he's the editor-in-chief of the news. He takes his classes. He networks. And when it comes time for graduation, he wins all the awards. One day, I'll turn on the television, or who knows, maybe televisions will be obsolete by this point, and I'll see him sitting down for his Senate confirmation hearing. Yes, he'll be a bit older, with tiny wrinkles sprouting at the corners of his eyes and a couple of gray hairs jutting out of the top of his widow's peak. But that smile, that characteristic saccharine smile, will remain the same. When I'm watching the white boy, who is now a white man by this point, on CNN, I'll remember a racist remark that he said, an unintentional utterance that he made when he had one drink too many at a frat party during sophomore year. I'll recall a message that he accidentally left open on a computer when he forgot to log out of iMessage, where he likened a woman's body to a particularly large animal. Would that be a cow or a pig? I'll kick myself for forgetting to screenshot the evidence. And she concludes with this. We allow things to skate by. We forget. We say, no, he couldn't have done that, or, but he's so nice. No questions are asked when our friends accept job offers from companies that manufacture weapons or contribute to gentrification in cities. We merely smile at them and wave as we walk across our residential college courtyards and do nothing. 30 years later, we kick ourselves when it's too late. But I can't do that anymore. I can't let things slip by. I'm watching you, white boy, and this time I'm taking the screenshot. What do you think of that, folks? Is that scary? Yeah. I mean, they're actually... I mean, she's encouraging other non-white students to monitor the white male students at Yale and make notes, take screenshots, jot things down, and basically create and keep dossiers on these people. So at some point down the road, if they run for office, if they've slipped up somewhere 30, 40, 50 years ago, she'll be there to ruin them. I've had enough of this crap, folks. I really have. It's gone way too far. and it is time to put an end to this. Now, what if I had been the editor-in-chief of that paper, and I said something about, I'm watching you, black boy, or I'm watching you, brown boy, or I'm watching you, yellow guy, or I'm watching you, Indian boy. I'd be out on my ass in a heartbeat, folks. She gets away with this because she's black. She can twice say, white boy, I'm watching you, white boy. What a load of crap. But this is what's coming out of Yale, folks. This is where Bill and Hillary Clinton came from. They came straight out of Yale. This kind of behavior is not only tolerated, it is encouraged. But this is exactly where our country's headed, folks. This is the result of the liberals teaching in our universities for the past 50 years and ingraining this kind of crap into the minds of our young people. That's why we have such a battle ahead of us trying to get through to the millennials. And for the most part, that's a lost cause. If they do make the mistake of impeaching Trump or continuing the way that they're going with this new Green Deal or Green New Deal, whatever the hell it is. The Green New Deal. Thank you, George. They will find out really, really quick why they should have been on the other side. When you take someone who wants to abolish guns, who owns none, and goes up against a class of people who are typically armed, who are typically used to hunting, pointing their gun at something, pulling the trigger, and killing it, it's a no-win situation for them. It's something they've never taken into consideration. And this broad is out there, and yes, I'm calling her a broad, that's what she is. She is not a lady, she is a broad. Trying to spy on the white boys. Well, if you're going to Yale right now and you're listening to this, start keeping a dossier on ISIS. Yeah, both of them, the group and the broad. Most likely, you were not aware of this story, and you're not going to find it in the mainstream media. Of course not. But that is exactly why you tune in to this station, this show, every week to find out what's going on, because I will find these things out for you, and I will relay the information and get it to your ears. So on that note, my friends, I am out of time for this week. I will be back next week, same time, same channel. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
Because it's a very healthy way
to deal with something that is ultimately not that important in the long run. It's not important at all.